You may have an older relative with dementia who can't remember your name, but they do remember the words to Christmas carols or to the lyrics of their favorite song. Susan Gallagher-Lepak joins us now to talk about why that is and how music can help those with dementia. She's a professor of nursing at UW-Green Bay and a registered nurse and licensed psychologist, and she joins us from our studios in Green Bay. Susan, welcome to Central Time.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, how is musical memory different than other kinds of memory?
Well, it is a unique and surprising subject to talk about. We're learning more and more, but the newer science suggests that there is a crucial role that several brain structures play in the neural encoding of familiar music or long-known music versus music we don't know or recently learned. And these structures, what's so exciting and surprising is that these structures that encode long-known music are surprisingly well-preserved with Alzheimer's disease, even in fairly advanced cases of Alzheimer's disease. Those structures see minimal atrophy and minimal changes in the metabolism of the brain in those areas. So it's sort of like a potential key here that we can use this new knowledge to sort of create some opportunities for people with Alzheimer's disease.
And what are those opportunities? How does music help?
Well, there's lots of ways that music can help folks in general, but we're talking here today about individuals with Alzheimer's disease. Firstly, benefits can really be in the psychological realm. We can see elevated mood with music, reduced anxiety with music, reduced agitation with dementia. Sometimes we see what's called a sundown syndrome, where later in the day there can be some increased agitation or confusion. And so playing familiar music at that time, particularly in kind of a regular structured pattern of the day, can be really, really helpful. But other benefits are in terms of cognitive benefits. We can see increased alertness with music, for example. Vivaldi's Four Seasons Violin Concerto, the music spring, is very uplifting and can create much alertness in individuals. We also, this is really a helpful one, that when music is playing, sometimes we see people with dementia have increased what's called autobiographical memory. They have a chance to remember maybe more details about their personal history. So it sort of unlocks memories that are personal and certainly are there, but may not be typically forthcoming. Music engages the brain. It engages the senses. It helps us connect often with other people when we listen to music or sing music. So all kinds of benefits for folks with Alzheimer's disease.
So that's a lot of pluses for something which is a part of daily life for a lot of us and is not terribly difficult to access, music. How can patients, the caregivers of patients, incorporate music and to get at some of these benefits that you're talking about?
Well, that's what I'm hoping listeners will really take from this, is that this is an intervention that you can do at home. It's easy to do. Because there's lots of things we can do with music. There's singing, there's listening to music, there's moving to music. So lots of opportunities here, and I'll speak a little bit to each of those. In terms of listening to music, it can be as simple as CDs and a CD player or smartphones or iPods. Music's available at the Brown County Library, so CDs can be checked out and played. But as I said, with smartphones and iPads, there's lots of high-tech ways now. There's even an app, a new therapeutic app for people with Alzheimer's disease at iTunes. It's called Music First, and it's specifically for people with dementia. So really what people can do is just find music that's familiar for their family member with Alzheimer's or music that they enjoy. The internet is a way to find music by decade so that you can create a personalized playlist. So find those familiar tunes that will be enjoyed. Singing is another way. The Alzheimer's Society has a Singing for the Brain service. Singing familiar songs together, songs from childhood, can be really engaging. Moving to music is great. I have a neighbor that listens to music with her husband who has dementia, and they hold hands, and their hands dance to the music. And so they have all this sensory experience while listening to music, and their hands keep the beat and are together and are sharing that music together. So many ways. We do see, too, this growing trend in long-term care facilities to incorporate music. There is a national program that's Music in Memory that many long-term care facilities have been involved with. And Wisconsin has a state initiative for Music in Memory to certify nursing homes to be certified Music in Memory facilities. So our state is really looking at this as a really important intervention.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That was Susan Gallagher-Lepak, professor of nursing at UW-Green Bay and a registered nurse and licensed psychologist. She joined us to talk about the benefits of music on those with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia.